18 years, 9 terms. It's coming to an end.
It's coming to an end. I can't believe it's 18 years. Every time I think about that, and I said, where'd the time come, go? But certainly when I, was thinking about retiring last year, and I'm saying to myself, how could it, I was only going to go down for 2 years. Get my work done. And here we are 18 years later. I'm proud of everything that I've done, and I just can't believe how fast it went.
So you were thinking, in 2 years, I'll get some gun control laws in place, and I'll be in and out.
Well, I thought common sense gun safety laws would be agreeable to any common sense thinking person, but obviously I found out it was like swimming upstream. It was going to be a little more difficult, but... it was something that I was passionate about, especially with the anniversary of the Long Island Massacre is coming up Sunday, December 7th. And I just believe that the work that I started out, now there are many voices that will continue my work. And it's time for me to say, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it must be a bittersweet time for you.
It's a bittersweet time. Only because I love my job. But last year, as you know, I was ill. And it kind of makes you start to think. January, I'm going to be a
71.
71. But besides that, my family just said, okay, Mom, enough.
And you say was ill. People are wondering, how is your health? You had at the time said it's treatable lung cancer.
Yes. I'm doing well. We're certainly not putting on the word cure yet, but so far everything has been going very, very well. I go for my next CAT scan next week, actually. That will be my fifth one, and we'll be keeping track of it. But I feel great. I have to tell you, I feel better today than I did a year ago.
And you're saying that it's not, quote, the end. So here you are going off into the wild blue yonder of retirement. What's ahead for you?
Well, I don't even like to think of the word retirement. I don't think anybody retires these days. I'm looking at some different areas that I have always had an interest in. I was chairwoman of the Education Committee in Congress. And so I'm hoping that, I'll be doing a little bit of teaching at a couple of my local colleges to give my experience to our young students that are going to be the future leaders of this country.
Speaking of future leaders, I mean, you inspired a whole generation of gun control activists. How will you carry that forward? How will you continue that?
Well, I'm going to stay involved in that. But again, unfortunately, because we've had Newtown and we've had Gabby Giffords and some of the other horrible shootings that we've seen around the country, they have voices also. As I tell people that I might not have a vote, but I have a voice. And I'll probably be working more at this particular point on the state level. Because if we can get laws passed on the state level, that will make the members of Congress a little more comfortable being able to vote on gun safety issues.
You helped pass what was the first major gun control legislation in more than a decade back in 2007.
Yes.
Since then, not much has happened. How confident are you moving forward that the nation will address this issue, which is so close to your heart?
Actually, I'm more confident today than I was even 5 years ago.
Why?
Well, I'm seeing the states now taking their own initiatives. I saw that the other day that Las Vegas will be putting on the initiative for the 2016 election, that background checks will be put in place. What they're saying is, okay, legislators, do your work, or we're going to do it, and the people will vote for it. And they have more than enough signatures to be able to put it onto the ballot. And we're seeing that in a lot of states. So it's the people that are looking at common sense. But unfortunately, when you get down to the legislative point, they are nervous about the NRA. And, you know, no one should ever take them for granted.
Who's going to take them on? The gun lady's leaving.
Well, I'm leaving, but there are many, unfortunately, that have been through what I've been through, and it's going to be their voices. And I think it's important, especially we as legislators, you have to be able to say someone else can take my place and do just as good a job.
Now, you were elected here in the 4th Congressional District for West Central Nassau. At the time, you thought you might only spend 2 years, but in the 18 years since you've been elected, the district has really changed. What would you say are the issues most important to your soon-to-be ex-constituents?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think what my constituents want out of their quality of life here is basically the same as when I started. We want to have good schools. We want to have good health care. We want decent paying jobs. This area is mostly made of middle income families. They're hardworking and they want a better future for their children. So when you think about what the issues were when I first ran and what the issues are today, there's not too much difference. You know, we always want to improve on our quality of life.
Anything you want to add I haven't asked you?
Well, you know, a lot of questions that are asked me all the time are, you know, how did you do it? I mean, you know, you just came from a regular neighborhood and just a regular person. And I said, well, that's what our Constitution was supposed to be about. But I also knew that when the people elected me, I had to work really, really hard because they put their trust in me. And 18 years later, I'm hoping that they still felt they did the best for them, worked for them, and it was my honor that they kept reelecting me. And I would say to people that you never know the strength you have until, unfortunately, you might be faced with that. And I've been privileged to meet so many wonderful people in 18 years that something happened to them. Maybe their father got Alzheimer's or a child with autism, and they became advocates and they became the voices of those that didn't have a voice. Helping your neighbor is probably the best thing that you could do on a daily basis.
It sounds as though you're going to try to keep doing that, but in a different forum.
Well, I have learned from my illness that, it's hard 70 hours a week. And if you can't put that time in and do the job 100%, I can do other things and maybe only work 30 hours a week.
Plus, you have two grandkids.
I have two grandkids who are now taller than me, and they're catching up to me. So I definitely want to spend more time with my family. You know, that's one thing that most politicians probably complain about, or at least their family will. I never see, you know, my father or my mother, because this job is it's a time-consuming job if you want to do it right.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, and I just hope everybody that's listening have faith in yourself and have faith in your family, have faith in your community. Be positive, and sometimes you have to turn away the negative things that are happening in life.